Prabhupada, as young children, we used to have to put our hand over our heart and say a pledge to the flag in America. And if one didn't say it, they were thrown out of school. Mm-hmm. They've changed that law now. It's not required. It used to be.
Mental concoction will be changed. Manorathena asato dhavati. Their only business is mental concoction. Today it is good, tomorrow it is bad. That is mental concoction. Mind likes it, it is good. Mind does not like it, it is bad. No standard.
They have hospitals for animals. If your animal gets sick, they...
Mostly dogs and cats, birds.
The animal that was making the noise was a man on the porch.
Many people have horses in the neighborhood. Have horse shows for Prabhupada. They spend lots of money on fancy horses. And this way one thing becomes greater than another by showing these horses.
And the door is secure or not?
Yes, it should be locked.
Try to find out that happiness from this body. That is mistake. That happiness there in the spirit soul, that is not. Happiness is our right. Anandamaya Vyasa, by nature we want happiness. Mistake it. Where is a living being? He is to enjoy happiness. But they are trying to give happiness to the body, which is dead. Body is dead from the very beginning. So they are trying to draw happiness from the dead matter.
Chewing the tube.
Yeah. And that is not being fulfilled. They are planning, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Manorathena satu dahutu. Mental conquer. Real platform they are missing. Sometimes sitting down, sometimes happiness. When I'm tired up, then come down.
They come out for a quiet sit down in the countryside, and they bunch together hundreds at a time.
Oh yes, big fun. They're coming to watch the fireworks. See, from here, the fireworks are going to be very high in the sky, so they can see it from this far.
Celebration, independence, from our point of view.
From our point of view, doesn't have any meaning. For a person, a conditioned soul, to think that he's independent...
Foolishness.
Yeah.
They think they're free from being controlled by the British, for example. Free from being controlled.
There is some meaning, that's all right. But where is your independence? You are fully under the control of the laws of nature. So where is your independence? dog dancing is independent.
Ultimately, they are declaring their independence of God, Krishna. They can do as they like.
But where is that independence? You can declare anything. A crazy man can't say anything else. But where is your independence?
In fact, they are bound up.
Yes. Where is the question of independence? Whatever you do not want, it is being forced upon you. Where is your independence? Nobody wants any miseries. So, everyone is miserable condition. Struggle for existence means to get out of miserable condition. So, where is your independence? Now there is mist. How you can say you are independent? You cannot drive this mist, this fog, unless sun rises, it cannot be clear. So where is your independence? There may be so many accidents. Actually it so happened. But you do not want. But here is an enforcement. So where is your independence? It's not under your control. If the sun rises, then it can be dissipated. Otherwise, there is no question. Poor thoughts. What is there, this part?
That's a private community.
Oh.
Perhaps everyone is hopeful that the sun will rise for them.
Huh?
Perhaps everyone is hopeful that the sun will rise for them.
Yes, Sam is not your father's son, man. He may not. It is not under your control, that is why. You may think so.
They can only be hopeful.
Hope against hope. Independence means fully under your control. Whatever you like, you can do. Where is that independence? Pratitakramanani kunikarvani sarvasa ahankara vyunatma pattaham iti mannati. Foolishly thinking that I am independent. Has anyone anything to say?
I was thinking that they're talking of independence, but they cannot even become independent of old age and disease. Their body trying to control things, but their own body is out of control.
So many things.
When they say that if there's no independence, then where's the question of initiative? Where is the question of initiative in the material world?
Taking, initiative?
Yes, taking initiative.
What is that? What's that?
Initiative is...
Initiative I understand. But do you think by taking initiative of independence, you become independence like this by dancing and firework? You become independent. This is initiative. Dancing like dog. We are independent. Has that any meaning? Dance like a dog, that's all.
It's a big show. That's
people say that they can do so many things.
What do they can do?
Well, they can...
They cannot do anything. At any moment, they can be kicked out. Get out.
But they have choice within Maya. Isn't that a fact?
Choice?
They have choice what to do in the material world. Many different fields. They will say that they can do this or that.
Many fields means that is also condition.
Undoubtedly.
That is condition. That is not independent.
They have a choice to become a dog or a cat or a...
Everything is conditioned. That's what is called conditioned life. There is no question of independence.
So when we
that is foolishness. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. If they are not independent, completely under the control of laws of material nature, and still they are thinking it.
It's like a prisoner.
Yeah.
A prisoner house thinking he has some freedom.
That freedom is Tandajane Rajajana Nodite Chuva, drowning the man in the water. Mm. And now you have independence, so breathe. So he's breathing. All right, you are now little relief. All right, again. Again, begin. Oh, same. All right. Now breathe, independent. This is it. Dandajane Raja Jano Nodita Chuva. This rascal does not know I am breathing independent, but at any moment I can be drowned again. Very correct example. Tandajane Raja Jana Nodita Chuva. Independence is only there when you fully surrender to Krishna. You surrender your all independence to Krishna. Then there is. Krishna, I have foolishly acted as independent so many lives. Now I surrender all my independence at your lotus feet. If you like, you can kill me. That is it. Otherwise there is no meaning. All foolishness. Ahankara vimura. Like false egotism is thinking that I am
independent. Misusing
the energy. Yesterday, some 2.5 million the government has spent, and we also combined together, we have spent 10 million by power, gas, going there and coming. So many cars. Another 10 million. All these 12 million, 13 million dollars spent for nothing. Dancing like dog, independent. Maya. He asked him this question.
Prabhupada was saying in the car that yesterday the American people were declaring their independence.
Yes.
So he was asking what was the value to it.
What is the value of it? They are enjoying their senses. That is the image of
dog dancing. What is the song? Dog dancing.
Dog dancing?
I sang.
Oh. We are independent.
That is the spirit of patriotism.
Whatever it may be, you can say any name, any style, or any trademark. Where is the independence? That is the question.
But Sri Prabhupada blessed yesterday, this around the capital. There were so many people, and they seem like they're light.
So many people. There are so many earthworms also. Ants also. We gather together. Does it mean that it is independent? You know the earthworm? They peep up the earth.
Yeah.
And disappear. So here, if you take it in that way, the big, big buildings, just like earthworms gathering apart and then disappear. Actually, they do. Like the worms we gather together and become a nation and apply all our energy, heaps of building, then finish. We go somewhere, you go somewhere. And he, who knows what he is going to be next life. Everything is going like that. Family, community, national, like the same earthworm. They gather so much huge. Dhipi, what is called dhipi in English?
Some sort of manure.
We are dhipi, we are dhipi, we dhipi. You have seen?
Yes.
Dhipi?
No, big hips.
Mounds. Yeah. Mounds. Hills.
Small
mounds. Not hills. Anyway, small or big, they gather together and then goes away, finished by the laws of nature. Washington, he gave you independence, but where he is, what he is doing? What is that person who gave you independence?
This way today, Prabhupada? There's a difference between the earthworm and the man.
The earthworm no difference. It is also living entity, you are also living.
The difference in the sense that the earthworm is actually it's not trying to violate the laws of nature. As follows.
No, apart from that, the process of life is the same, biological. These rascals say that there is no soul of the animal. But is it correct, biological?
That is biologically wrong.
Yes. You see the physical, anatomical constitution of the animal and the man the same. If you say man has soul, then the animal has also soul. If you deny that man has no soul, then you can still deny. But the, so far, physiological, then the biological laboratory, they dissect the frogs,
yeah,
to see the similar arrangement. Yeah, how you can say the frog has no soul? Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada on Saturday, Guru Damodar was talking about the scientific proof of the absolute truth, you know, from Krishna conscious point of view. And I wonder, when one realizes Krishna, the absolute truth, does one also see like how the physical world is manifesting itself? Do we understand all physical laws, how chemicals are combining, or what do we absolutely understand when we understand the absolute truth?
Absolute truth, there is direction. Scientific explanation is, you are showing the picture that everything is being performed under some direction, not whimsically. Therefore, there is somebody dictating.
You see the cause of everything.
Huh?
You see the cause of everything.
Yes.
Cause and effect.
Yeah.
Natural falls here, Prabhupada, not man-made.
What?
Not man-made. It is not necessary to take millions of years for life to develop, because within 5 days an egg is there and life is being manifest. The scientists are saying it took millions of years to come to that stage where in 5 days it would only take life to become manifest.
Then why you are waiting millions of years? Except that millions of years pass now, let us have it in 5 days. Why you are again asking to wait for millions of years? It has passed. From the sky, Atlantic, where from? Big chunks like mountain, constantly coming, pat, in Canada. Big chunks.
Ice?
Slab. Every second.
Down a fall?
Huh?
Down a fall?
Yeah. North of Canada, somewhere else. The Atlantic. And it is falling in the Atlantic Ocean. That broke the Titanic.
Yes, iceberg.
Yes, iceberg.
And pieces falling off.
The whole year. Every second comes. Trees are fallen, are grown like them.
The old trees someone put down. Old trees.
Hmm?
Old trees you fall on.
Ah.
Dead ones.
So the fall goes that side?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's another place, I'm not exactly sure, I think it's down much further where there's much bigger falls. This is just a small place. Mm. It's not the main fall. We can go there on another walk, I think, if you want to see the big fall.
Mm-hmm. chicken is giving life to the egg within 5 days. Yeah. You are scientist, you have to wait for millions of years. So chicken is better than you. Why, rascal, you claim a scientist? Butter chicken is better than you. Chicken is giving just after on sitting on the egg. And 5 days there is living empty. You rascal, you have to wait. So why you stop? Better don't talk. It is better not to talk than to talk foolish.
If they don't talk, they don't get job.
That's it.
They don't
then
get money.
They say plainly that I'm hungry, give some food. Then I'll not talk nonsense. Give me some food. That's all. Tell the truth.
See, if they talk these things, they can get money from the government.
That's all.
Millions of dollars.
So, instead of talking all nonsense, tell freely that I am hungry, give me some food.
Actually, that's what happens in Prabhupada, in principle.
They have finished all your talks. I, so far I know, these are so-called scientists, they have finished their business. Now they have no other means than to bluff, to get their salary.
Yeah, actually, research is also getting more and more difficult.
Yes, what they research? Everything finished.
Your imagination is running
That's
out.
All.
Yeah, the ideas are running out. In physical sciences, that's what now they're doing on the biological sciences, mainly.
Great. There is another nonsense. Why they are shaking the floor?
So the water is too rough for the boats to travel, so they made this artificial canal so boats could travel without getting wrecked, and they could transport their items of sense gratification in that way. They used to have mules that pulled the boats with ropes alongside here, these pathways, pulled them through the canal.
It will grow mosquito.
Yeah.
Mosquito plant.
Oh, mosquitoes. When the Buddhists came back from India, then he got malaria at the ballpark.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to do something next year.
It's a mosquito curtain.
Yeah, curtain is necessary.
Take a mosquito curtain. In India, everywhere there is mosquito.
Yeah.
I think in your country also.
Oh yeah. Many mosquitoes.
There are also in Florida many mosquitoes. When we went.
Tropical climate, there is mosquito. That is part?
No, it's just a ravine.
One of the members of our temple here, Prabhupada, is a doctor, and he was doing some research into malaria, saying that many of the chemicals that they were using to kill these mosquitoes in India are becoming ineffectual. Now the mosquitoes are bigger, and they aren't able to control it. So malaria is going to be a problem during the breeding season this year. Much worse problem they've created for themselves.
There is a place in India, Jabalpur, there is a fall passing Narmada, and these stones are all marble, first class. Very nice place. I went there.
You were mentioning in Hawaii, how there are planets where instead of having grains of sand on the beach,
yes. They
have jewels.
Yes.
Some scientists find it hard to understand the description of different planets wherein there are oceans of milk. Mm-hmm. Because we know that there's oceans of water here, and that water has to be there to create rain.
So
and
why
make
did
vegetation.
Rascal carry this idea there? Well, has he seen everything?
No, but he can understand how an
ocean... How he can understand? He's a fool.
Yeah.
How he can understand?
You can start that for yourself. You can start that.
Oh, even to the moon planet, what does he understand about what are there? There are so many millions and trillions of planets. How he can understand what is there?
Where did the astronauts go?
Huh?
Where did the astronauts go?
They go to hell.
I'm just in rocks.
You pick up some sand, as if sand is not there.
Srila Prabhupada, is Maya especially empowering the scientists to come up with nonsense?
Yeah.
This is all coming from Krishna, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Because he wants to be fooled, Krishna makes you bitter fool.
He's also the greatest cheat.
To become devotee. If you want to become rogue, he will give you all facilities to become rogue. Jesus, how I am perfect, then he found the king of his life. He's so kind.
Srila Prabhupada, we're doing all these studies about science from a Krishna conscious point of view, and yet the gopis didn't care anything for this. They just simply wanted to love Krishna.
They did not care for anything except Krishna. Therefore, they're all perfect. Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Except the way bacteria is reproduced by fission, splitting in half. Mm-hmm. And the Kapila Dev instructs there are four different methods, like the egg, the lump of flesh, etc. Mm. And the scientists are saying that bacteria split in half and produce two daughter cells. And this
bacteria is produced from fermentation.
Sedaja. Fermentation.
Sedaja. Like nasty bedding from your perspiration. If you don't clean, then bugs will come. Say that. Way. In India, the European, they eat meat and automatically bugs and germs come within their coat and shirt due to bad perspiration.
when we say that they're born from perspiration like cockroaches, does that mean that the legs, the eggs are laid by the female and then the atmosphere of perspiration enables the eggs to be hatched like that?
No, from the perspiration automatically it's fine.
Father, we say that everything is situated on desire, and as a person surrenders to Krishna, he rewards accordingly. But people don't understand, just like if there's a mother and father and the child is not doing well, they try to mold that child's desire properly, the way that they see it.
He's coming, Krishna, personally. Rascal, give up all these ideas. Surrender to me, but who is accepting?
Yeah.
He's coming for this purpose. He's giving his instruction, Bhagavad Gita. He's sending his devotee, but he's caring to accept them. He's very much anxious to do good to you. But if you don't accept, what can he do?
Well, in the case of a devotee, when he...
Devotees, they accept, therefore they are happy. And they will be happy. They will go back to him. One who accepts, he becomes happy.
Well, in a case where a devotee is definitely sincerely following your instruction and applying himself to all these principles that Krishna has outlined, then when there's difficulty for him, how is he to understand that?
He cannot understand immediately. He must be patient.
Patient?
Yes. Usaha bhajya. Bhajya means patient. He cannot. If you have sown some seed, he cannot expect him immediately tree and fruit. He must wait. He must nourish the plant, water it. Savon kittan gale karaya secha.
But if there's some difficulty that causes so much
that
trouble
is impatience, that is impatience. Either he does not do properly his duty or he is impatient.
Patience means fruitive. Mm-hmm. Fruitive is looking for some result.
But isn't there a point, Prabhupada, at which you know you can expect that you've been doing the right thing, so there should be some. Release.
Everything takes time. Suppose a girl is married. So she wants a child. It does not mean it. Today is married and next a child. It is not possible. Wait. She'll have child.
That is faith, Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
The woman has faith in the husband to have a child.
Faith or no faith? If they leave husband and wife, they will be checked. That's all.
That's why they had to build this canal, because it was too rocky for boats.
Yeah. Everyone will die.
Yeah.
You have to be sincerely watching. Then everything is natural. Every child, drunkard, sane man, everyone was.
Yeah, they were all dancing.
The proof was there.
You said last night that actually they all want to dance, but they're artificially checking.
Yes.
bus there. No.
Yeah. I saw Niagara Falls in Prabhupada.
I've seen.
You've seen?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Oh, very. The water is very clean.
Yeah.
You climbed 2 million, yeah. And I was buffed.
It's very big, very high.
The biggest fall in the world.
Biggest fall?
Yes. Niagara Falls. Is it?
No. I have seen in Jabalpur.
Yeah.
That is a very big fall. Jabalpur. Yeah.
This one in Africa as well, isn't it? Victoria Falls.
I've seen that. A mile wide.
Vancouver.
In Victoria, Rhodesia.
In Africa, there's a very big fall.
That's not the biggest one either.
In Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Yeah, so. There might be some on some other planets we don't know about.
Have there ever been debates on the authenticity of modern science? Or is this the first time modern science has been challenged in the world?
India, Vedic science never cared for anything which is searched out by imperfect human beings. They never cared for it. Because he knows the man who is searching after is imperfect. Whatever he will do, there is imperfect. Never neglected. That is very clear. Shruti Pramana, whether it is evident from the Shruti, from the Veda, otherwise they reject.
Pramana, spiritual life and Krishna are stronger than Maya. And how is it that religion was ever overcome to the extent it is now? Kali Yuga, it's so much neglected. Whereas in past ages we learned that it wasn't neglected. How is it that Maya got such a stronghold?
There is a time, just like young man and old man. Old man is dwindling, young man is going.
Oh, yeah.
It is a question of time. Kali Yuga is bad time. Therefore, Maya has got chance to flourish.
Minutes to 7, shall we go? If those people in India who are aware of the actual science, though, if they had come out and spoken against material scientists, then
I'm freaking.
You're the only one, though, Prabhupada.
I'm president. You know, Prabhupada, one problem we face with students and scientists
when we present Krishna conscious philosophy is they say...
We don't condemn the scientists. We say they take credit as much as you can. But why do you defy the existence of God? That is our protest.
They want to be God.
That is their foolishness.
Yeah.
desires become manifest like this?
Answer.
In other words, the question is that do people who have such types of low-grade desires take birth in the Kali Yuga? So the question is naturally that yes, everyone is taking birth according to their karma. But we can change our destiny by becoming Krishna conscious. It's like if a sick man is offered medicine. So if he takes medicine, then he can become free from the disease. Similarly, Kali Yuga means very high temperature. And the medicine is there in the form of the holy name. Hare Nam. So we have to take advantage. Otherwise, everyone in Kali Yuga is dead.
Have published that we have created 747 all like tech radio, but you cannot make a mosquito with pilot. Can you?
No.
So why? How can you defy the supreme creator? Yes, that means there is supreme creator.
The basic point, they find it hard to find,
no,
to understand.
They are blind. It is common sense that you have created the 747. Somebody must have created this, a small aeroplane. This is common sense. You cannot see him, that is your bad fortune. But somebody has done it.
Yeah, that's our logic.
Yeah.
To be able to be so fooled, that is the greatest wonder. How it's so obvious that there is a creator, but yet one can say there is no creator.
That is foolishness. That we are protesting. That you rescue, you stop this nonsense. Stop.
Where did he say
there is son and there is mother, and there must be father. This is conclusion. And I do not see father, I do not see that, but without father, how there can be son? This is intelligence.
Papa, on one hand you say the rascals, the scientists are rascals, and on the other you say not to condemn them.
The rascal means when they say there is no God, then they are rascal.
So it's just like Lord Christ saying, hey,
and here is a scientist, he does not say that there is no God. He is not rascal. Anyone who says there is no God, he is a rascal. He may be scientist, philosopher, or anyone.
I can lie down, you can step on me?
No.
A bit puzzled about this being these entities that are born from perspiration like that. It seems that there's no father and mother, yet we're at, like we were just at using the argument that there must be a father and mother.
The supreme father is Krishna, and mother is nature, ultimate. So perspiration is also another
form of nature.
Yes. There's always father and mother.
No material father, though, in that case?
What? Material father is not material. Real father is Krishna.
But
he may come in so many ways.
The thing is that the scientists may isolate some cockroaches in a box, and they'll watch the cockroaches secrete eggs and this and that or whatever. I don't know exactly how the cockroaches...
Not certain. Give up cockroach. There are some many other living entities that come from perspiration. Take for bugs.
months, you know, possibly.
But it seems that one...
Many. My fermentation.
Yeah, but it seems that that form of a bug must come from the form of another bug.
Yeah.
So it's just very difficult to understand how it comes from perspiration.
And the form is coming directly from another. Form is the bug is coming directly.
From the perspiration.
Yeah. And there, those who are coming, they will take that form. Bug-like form.
So
and,
the...
And drink blood. That is all destiny.
So just like a spirit soul, say in a human form.
Spirit soul, according to his desire, he's gotten that body.
Mm.
But that body is coming from perspiration.
So like in our case, the spirit soul takes shelter in the semen.
Yes, according to his desire, he's given shelter to such and such place and comes out with the body.
Ah. And in that case, he takes shelter in the perspiration.
Yeah. That is like superior administration. He has to take shelter and take out the body.
They do not even know about that kind of birth. They do not know what even happens.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No, even in their meat there will be so many jhanas. They know.
Kill so many worms and germs in the meat.
Yeah.
But studies have shown that certain worms and germs are not killed, and they are ingested into the body and cause diseases.
Do you take the sugar? Even by microscope, you see so many germs.
The yogurt is made by.
Yeah.
Even in a drop of water.
Yes. Bacteria. Lactic acid, bacteria.
I've seen that these beef cattle that are raised for eating, they are not like dairy cows. Dairy cows are much cleaner. These beef cattle are very dirty animals. They have no clean habits. They're like almost like pigs.
Still, they should be protected, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Created by man, actually.
History. Males.
But it would have been a bull.
Right.
A bull also required. Because cow alone cannot give milk unless united with bull.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy now of the farmers is that if there's a bull born, generally they kill it.
That is the law in England. You cannot keep a bull.
Hmm. The only reason they keep the male animals is just for meat. Bullocks, 1 year old, and then they send them to the slaughterhouse.
In India, they require bull. Generally, they are not inclined to kill, so they are engaged.
But otherwise, when Krishna says Godaksha, he means the female, the cow, giving milk.
Actually, in these beef animals,
has species means both bull and cow.
Huh.
But generally go means cow.
Of the two, the cow's the more important because it gives milk.
One thing is these beef cows, the female, they only produce enough milk for a little offspring. They have made it like that. You cannot get enough milk from them. They have little bags, only just for their own offspring. They're man created
man.
Like that.
Man-made.
Yes, man-made idea.
How does that fit in with the species of Srila Prabhupada when they combine two different species?
So artificially. Cross-breeding.
But that cannot be counted as the one of the 8,400,000 forms. I was just thinking last night when we were coming down this road that it's very nice and smooth, but then I thought you were saying the other morning that in the heavenly planets they're made from coral and so many different things. Here we're using tarmac.
The more you go higher planets, the standard of living is many, many thousand times better than this.
Mm.
Many, many thousand times.
We can't even imagine.
No.
What to speak of the spiritual world?
And suppose here there are stones, there are parts that you cannot imagine.
Lying on the roadside.
Scientists, philosophers, they're all doctor frogs. They simply calculate their 3 feet water. As soon as you speak to them about Atlantic Ocean, they say, oh, it is impossible. God has a Kupamandukonna, frog in the well.
Is that an example also given in the Bhagavatam? Frog in the well? Sometimes you use all these different examples and they're all there in the Bhagavatam. I was just wondering if this frog in the well was also there.
No.
you use very graphic examples. Very perfect.
My Guru Maharaj used to play so many examples. I do not know a lot. No, there is a book, Nice Astrology. You'll find out.
Is that the Niti Shastra?
Niti Shastra is defined. This is Nice Astra.
Logic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student.
Yes, logician.